Next case is 98267, Rhonda Griffin. Ms. Griffin, are you there?
Hi, this is Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda, do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave to be truthful?
Yes, I do.
State your name.
Rhonda Griffin.
You've done, well, actually, in light of time, do we have a motion regarding?
I apologize, Mr. Chair, members of the board. For the record, board member Flores has returned to the meeting.
All right.
Now, I'm sorry.
Good news. Do we have a motion regarding your case?
In case number, good remark on that. Case number 98267, Rhonda Griffin, I recommend we dismiss this case.
Motion is second. Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right. So unanimously, then we agreed with this case. Ms. Griffin, you're excused. The case was dismissed.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're required to do well, okay?
All right. You too. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Now, we're at case number 98275, Top Spa and Nails, SNT 20013, Top Spa and Nails by R LLC owner, Robinson Tran, license number 503-00047. Come forward, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, for the record, we do have an LLC attestation on file for Top Spas and Nails.
Good. Thank you for that. All right. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave to be truthful? And state your name. Okay, please have a seat. Ms. Chanda, I see you there, anxious and ready to go.
Yes, anxious.
Anxious.
Good morning, Chairman Dudley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chanda. By 2023, I went to Top Spa located at 3364 West First Hill, Tennessee, in Prescott Valley, for an investigation concerning a male nail tech not sanitizing any of his tools. I spoke with respondent Robinson Tran about the complaint. He denied allegation that it stated the belong does not use tools on the aesthetic part. The belong should just be a problem with the cuticle physics or member. I informed the respondent that I would be conducting an inspection. During this inspection, I identified the following health and safety violations. Robinson Tran station, trash on the floor around the station. Dry storage is unenclosed and has dust that was never sent foil. For example, the aluminum foil is used to cover a cotton ball with acetone for gel polish removal. The photograph attached to the report, and then as well as the wind. I verified the licensing on the board licensing database, which doesn't determine that personal license to sit in office in June 27, 2019. This license has been expired for 4 years, 4 months, and 17 days. I provided the owner with those inspection report and educated them before meeting. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
The board have any questions?
Is there any resolution of key licensing at this point?
At this point, as far as I know, she has to pay the reactivation fees and get it to.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right, Mr. Tran, have you reviewed the complaint?
Yes.
Would you explain to us what we're dealing with here?
The actually ran this territory rented and working. And that I had everything for the caller and the birthday girl around me. And that's a wonderful thing for me. And the person then he had likely hired for 2 years ago. But as for it to be here to work here, I don't do a report. And I know her, she worked in some place, and I know she had a project to work for. And after all, I don't know why, and she asked me the job. I think she had a license. I didn't know after about her license. I really was not. That's by the reason, register for the can't keep it checked out, and that a problem needs to know about that. And I tried to call post-war as I called, but anyone they say. He might do speak with the before they can have her, but I can't talk to her because the English is not very well. That was a problem, and she, and I called my accountant and checked it out and told her, and they go few times. It's all about that they leave out, they have to go to. I don't know, maybe password or email and something, the name, something like that, and she can't change right now, and she wrote back of California. And she said, yes, she can call some people, they have her old cost for the list. We said, like, for her everything, and maybe she can renew it, but I'm not sure about that problem and look at. And I didn't know the person changed my time with that.
Okay.
He talked to me, and that's, I thank her.
Okay, so is she still employed?
This right now, she go back to California.
Back in California.
It's right, yeah, she, I have her talk few time, I called my accountant, have her, but she's not working. And she said, she's about to go back to California, and she waiting until her daughter go over, she come back. And have her call and what happened. I don't know, she can change the future, she can't bring anything.
Okay. Right, can you explain the sanitation violation?
Because actually, I don't know about some people. When they say they told me that some people commanded, but I never have a letter or something people command that. And I didn't know everything that happened before. And that's the reason I think maybe some people, I know I work with a wrong time, I know the customer sometimes, you know, people they call our spec or whatever, it's wrong time or people, they just want to do something they're not clear because they sit on a phone to and people moving here, they didn't know, but we have the time. We have a machine, they have a couple of machines for candies, people are doing that. But I don't know the reason, if the customers, they tell me it's right, right, that I can tell them, I check it out, but they're not tell what they say on a website or whatever. I didn't know that. And after they said it happened, I said, I have no idea. I don't know about.
Okay.
Right now, it's just like, now just my learning, and I try to check, make sure my annoying before I talk with them, and everything is kind of clear.
Okay, so there were a couple things, the trash on the floor and then the dry storage not being closed. Did you attend school in Arizona?
For me?
For nails, yeah.
I transferred from Chicago.
Oh, from Chicago?
Okay.
It might be worthwhile to look at a board lab. I thought, so really there's two main problems, the sanitation around your station, the unclosed, enclosed, dry storage, and nailed up. So those need to be dealt with.
I think it's not an error, because I think that the color when you plow, when the town had worked in front of the color and throw on table, sometimes the dirt gel color is falling. I'm not saying which when they come and it's still working, it's still moving there.
Right.
And that's like I don't know for the reason they
just. And how long did Mr. Nguyen work with you? Mr. Nguyen? Yeah, the lady who was online.
The lady, I think she just been here around a month before they came. Yeah, that's how she called, and we just, I think, under the year, I just sent her someone to put it for me.
Okay. Right, does the board have any question related to the case to me?
Was there any barbicide present?
Any barbicide present?
In the spot, in the front?
Yeah, there were.
Anywhere in here?
Yeah.
It?
Okay.
Thank you. Tracy Mayfield, I move that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, I believe unanimously we agree that this happens. So we have a motion for an order of discipline in this matter.
I move for the consent agreement for a $500 civil penalty and a 12-month probationary period.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, I'm opposed. Yeah.
So both of you are opposed?
I think it's just one of them.
Randy, were you opposed or for? Or
yeah.
Where were you? You were opposed? Randy, were you opposed to the motion?
Yeah.
All right, so by majority then, the motion passes. All right, so we have assessed you a fine and a probation. We need to see that you keep the place clean and sanitary. We recognize the situation of the unlicensed person. We'll always check the licenses when you hire someone, but you know that now. Go up on the board site and check it.
Yeah, it's just up to the rule call, try to call. Well, maybe we add a thing to how.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember her email and outlook and other things.
Yeah.
He can't think it out. And when I try to attack her, but my accountant is trying to get her to, but it's not for her.
Sure.
She said she didn't know what happened to her. I tell, so I told her that and just will call back. I was out.
Okay.
Some results of it.
Right.
That she, according to this, my real one. That's a problem.
So you feel like you have this under control now? Okay, we'll get a letter out to you regarding this case. And it'll tell you what to do. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is it appropriate for me to clarify at this point, just real quick? I mean, we made the decision. I just want to say the reason we made the decision is because you're clearly not sanitizing and you had hired somebody who was unlicensed. So all the other things I would focus on, those two things. Don't hire somebody unlicensed and make sure that you find out what the sanitation rules are that they're, that they're done. I would say there's a lot of other stuff in there, but those are the main things to focus on.
Thank you.
For the future, when they come back, that'll be the main thing.
Absolutely.
I know.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, that requests for a quick reset.
How long?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, so we'll be back at
23.
11:23.
I know I'm 20 questions today, but I don't.
There? Chase and Brandy, are you available?
Yep, I'm here.
Yep, I'm here too.
Perfect. Very nice, thank you. All right, so then we're going to come back in session. All right, so we're on case number 10, I believe. Can you read that, Ms. Rosa? Our case number 98292, Jessica Hipple, license 11502132. Ms. Hipple, are you here or are you on the phone? Oh, there you are. Look at your live person. Please come up. All right, before you get too comfortable. Do you swear from the testimony you give today, every truthful, and state your name?
Yes.
Yes, that's good. That's good. All right. Can you screw me for a minute? But you're good. You're right. All right. So you know how this works now. You watch security time. So we're going to have Michelle explain this to us. We're going to ask you a question, then we're going to come and ask you a question. Right. Michelle, would you raise this with us?
Good morning, Chairman Begley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On May 10, 2023, I conducted an inspection at Table Bento located at 611 Oaks North Loop Street. And posed with licensee Matthew Bennett about the establishment license and informed him that I would be inspecting the salon. During the inspection, I verified that there was a tangled and some established license on the board licensing database system and determined that the establishment was unlicensed. On May 31st, the respondent emailed me asking about how to grant her renewed personal license. On June 1st, 2023, emailed the respondent and let her know that Tangled and Pink Salon does not have an establishment license. I then gave her instructions on how to apply for an establishment license. Then on October 16th, 2023, the respondent applied for an establishment license and the application was approved on October 17th, 2023. And then her license does not expire until October 17th of 2024. On October 20th, she had asked for a companion and then asked for here. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address.
Okay, this is entirely about licensing.
Yes, okay. Correct.
Does the board have any questions? All right.
So just to have you went in, there was no establishment license. Informed who had to have that, told her how to do it, and it's not been done.
It's been done from June to October. There was, what is that? June, October, 10 months or 4 months, sorry, until it became established. And then it's good until 2024. Now.
All right, no more questions then, Mr. Paul. You read the complaint, can you explain this to us?
Yeah, so I would first like to say that I thought I had a license. I hired a friend whose husband did all of her licensing, so she did all of mine. I had a receipt for the payment of the licensing, and I just assumed it was coming through the mail. I did find out that that's no longer happening, that you have to go through and print it out. So when she came in, it was Matthew Bennett, who kind of disappeared on me. He was working with me, but he told me he had his own licensing, his own salon. Everything was separate. We actually went into, it's a salon suite. Mm-hmm. So we actually went into it completely separate.
So you were sharing a room?
We were sharing a room, but I was informed by him that he had his own licensing. Everything was done. He actually kind of here on me in July. But again, to the point that I did think that I had my business license all done and taken care of. The gap between the 4 months of when she came in October, I actually had a baby prematurely, about 2 months prematurely. And so we were in and out of the hospital. In the hospital for 4 months. So that's why it's now done as of October versus when I figured it out. I think miscommunication, and I really did think that I had a business license on there. After I spoke to my friend who helped me do all of my licensing and set up my LLC and started everything, he didn't have any sort of email confirmation, but he just had a payment receipt of what the licensing cost, and he told me that it would come in the mail, like I said, and he didn't. And then she did.
So when did you make that application where the money was paid?
October, when I went through and did it myself.
Yeah, but would you correct
it? Right. It was January.
January.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
When did you start working at, or when did you start the home?
January.
So you started in January.
Yeah. And I had it all set up. I thought I did. I wasn't in the shop, unfortunately, when she came in. I wish I would have been, because I was very unclear by Matthew Bennett told me that the AG was not having the license up on the wall. And so that's what I thought the whole issue was. And I was like, well, I'm just waiting on it. And then when we started emailing back and forth, is when I realized that I didn't have like the thing that I thought I had.
Yeah. This would be the same software issue we were talking about. Okay.
Yeah, I would like to say the only thing that I regret is not trying to follow up sooner. I wish I would have called and like tried to figure it out, but I just really thought that it was good.
Okay. Any questions for the people?
No. Tracy Mayfield, I don't really adopt the findings of fact and conclusion of law.
Second, partial notes.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Unanimously agree this happened. All
All right, do we have a motion regarding an order of discipline this matter?
I move to do the 12-month probationary period just to check and see that everything in order.
And disciplining is that a concern?
Yes, disciplining is a concern and 12-month probation.
Second?
Wait, hold on just a second. Is that difficult for them to do that together?
So I'm sorry. So the adopted finding of facts includes the law, right? So you're going to do a 12-month probationary period?
And a disciplinary letter.
So a disciplinary letter of concern?
With
12 months, yes.
Okay.
Just a quick point of clarification. In the findings and fact, or the inspection findings, it also lists the fee to Matthew Bennett. Matthew Bennett's not here, correct? And based on what we're hearing, he was the one who was originally proposed, had an establishment license. Do we know anything about that? Do we want to do anything in regards to him?
No, he's not a part of this one. He's a different company.
Got it. Okay.
And Derek, well, and Jessica, yours is all settled now?
Yeah.
I guess maybe just, I'm sorry, let me make a new motion. I am motion to, yeah?
Do you want to rescind your?
I'm going to rescind my motion, my previous motion.
Did anybody second it? I'm sorry, I lost count.
Yeah, I started it and I didn't quite finish it.
So you don't have to rescind.
Okay. So I move that we do the disciplinary letter.
Okay.
We don't need to check it through.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, so motions need to be seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Randy, are you still there?
I am, aye.
Good. All right, unanimous, we're going to give you a disciplinary letter of concern saying this happened. You got two circumstances that seem to have contributed. Hope everything's going okay now. So you got it cleaned up, so stay cleaned up. Do well. And here's.
Thank you so much.
Number 11, our case number 98297. Joan Zayaza. I probably got that terribly. License number 10225624.
You helping me apply to a secretary of state.
Okay, be a trustworthy guy.
Yeah.
All right, before you sit down, you swear or affirm that testimony if they were truthful?
Yes.
State your name. State your name. Okay, please have a seat. Pronounce it Sayasian.
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 Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you, Sayasian.
And Mr. Chair, you probably want to remind the licensee that she's the one that needs to be responding to your questions, not Ferguson.
Yeah, he may be a witness or something, but if this.
Yeah, my name mentioned in the.
Oh, it mentioned in there? So you get special treatment for that, huh?
Just wanted to hear the change.
All right. All right, so. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Alexandra Hill. On July 6th of 2023, I conducted an inspection of your style salon and spoke with owner and licensee, Joan Zayaza. I verified the establishment license on the board that licensing database that can be determined that your style salon was unlicensed. On September 20th, 2023, establishment license number MPOS 33518 was issued for your style salon. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
Okay, so everything else is okay as well, sanitation wise, all that sort of thing?
Yeah, there were no sanitation violations.
Nice, all done. Okay, any questions for the investigator? So then, you've had a chance to review this complaint?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell us about the?
Yeah, on December, we bought the kitchen at your fire zone. I used to one guy here from, and I thought that, you know, I can renew my salon, my old salon, because we use, you know, the same LLC. But when I called the state board, they say I have to change the name, the same as your fire salon on the top of my building. They say I have to change the name to just file for one. I have to call Secretary of State to apply. And I went in to apply for Secretary of State. And they say a name is not registered. We have to go back to apply for your title for under, you know, my name and my husband. That's why it takes longer to give my license for the business because I don't have Secretary of State.
You have to register.
But after that, you know, the system of it's going down like for a couple of months and they keep trying and trying and meeting champions. But the faithful, this is like, and they already took the fee from me, but it just, you know, the license level process.
Like,
because
they needed that extra fee.
You know, they made us prepare your state.
Yeah, make sure.
Yes.
Do you have any questions, please? Nice people.
I get my patient?
Yes. But the other one is it's closed. Mm. The guy and girl, because they didn't.
So it's just a movie, not something.
Yeah. I bought the name salon and the title of the one.
Okay. Thoughts about the case? We're going to deliver right now. Talk about just case.
I just want to be a chef. You have it at my room. And then you'll have to renew and you have to do a new one under a different name. Did she still have the other one as well?
Well, yeah, it was the old license still active. She wants to know.
We're not. I think she said she closed it.
Yeah.
Because the old plaza, this is the before is they won't eat what's in my head. That's why I thought it's inspired.
Okay.
So
was there a gap in between?
No. There's no gap because I closed it before I buy it. After I closed my own salon and I bought the new one each time.
I'm just looking to see if her whole situation was put up properly.
I think it would probably take us a few months to research that, right? We're focused on what happened in this situation and not necessarily the past.
Thank you.
Okay. So, do we think this needs to be dealt with in some way? Are we trying to get their attention for some purpose, or do they already take care of it, or what?
Mr. Chairman, this sounds like a name change issue. I'm understanding correctly.
I believe that's true.
I would then make a motion. Did we accept the findings of fact and conclusions of law already or no?
No.
Okay, then I would make a motion to dismiss the case, number 98297.
Okay.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Okay, we have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, it sounded like unanimously. She was correct, and when she came to see you, you were in violation. But we believe you're trying to do right. You're trying to do it the way you should. You just got caught in all that whole mess. But we appreciate you being out there. We appreciate her taking good care of you. And she's a great resource to you. Anytime you run into something, come back to her and ask her how to get me out of this. What do I do? And then she'll have that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You're dismissed.
Thank you.
All right, so next case is number 12-98304, Classic Nails and Spa, SNT 1995-65. Classic Nails and Spa LLC is the owner. Tina T. Doe.
Yeah.
Doe? Okay. License 504-01195 is the member.
And this is Tina Joe. Her primary language is Vietnamese, and she doesn't speak English, but in case there's any translation issues, this is her daughter, Julie. Is it all right with the board if she helps if there's any?
We recognize Julie, absolutely. We're fine. So before we start, you swear the testimony, I swear or affirm the testimony you give today will be truthful?
Yes.
And state your name.
Tina Doe.
My name is Jody Broaddus, I'm with the attorneys for Freedom Law.
Right, so you have a license to practice in the state of Arizona?
Yes, I do.
I was pretty sure you did.
I've been in front of you before, back when you were in Tennessee.
Like a troublemaker, if I remember right.
All I can do is try it.
Yeah, we need the entertainment, we appreciate it. Would you please review this case with us?
Good morning, this is Jody, I'm a member of the board, my name is Kathy Bertram. On June 2nd, effective 2023, I completed an investigation of the classic nail spa. I closed with the owner, Trinidad. During the inspection, the death bed was following health and safety violation. Used nail file buffer and a dermal tool with a used bander. There was no licensing issued. You will see in the photos attached to this report. I provided the owner with the investigation report, the inspection report, and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Okay, do we have any questions for the investigator? All right, well then, based on that, you've had an opportunity to review this complaint. Okay, can you explain to us the situation?
Can I give you an options?
Absolutely.
And then they can verify that, because I'm going off what they told me.
Please.
This is an interesting situation. She acknowledges that there was an issue. The inspector did an excellent job, she did a diligent observance. And what had happened the night before when they were closing, the lady that was the tech that was using that station, because I'm out of here, I'm starting my own salon, I'm done. And she said, I'm going to come pick up my stuff in the morning. And being accommodating, the store said, okay, that's great, go ahead. Well, guess what, next morning, the inspector shows up before this lady does. So Ms. Doe realizes there was two things she could have done. One, it said, no, you got too much stuff with you. Or number two, put it in a box and put it somewhere and make sure that it's safe somewhere else. She realizes that now, she was just trying to be accommodating and not mess up somebody else's stuff. And so she ended up in a situation where she is now subject to a violation. And she does understand that these are concerns of her, she wants to have agencies and very sanitary salon, and this was not what she would want for her salon. Did you address her concern? I'm sorry, I shouldn't address her directly. There was a complaint that was,
Yeah.
that was filed, and the first time that Ms. Doe heard about this complaint was months later, when she was informed by the board that there was a complaint. She talked with the nail tech, whose name is April. April says, yes, she came in and had her nails spun, but this didn't happen, I didn't cover her, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So there's a, she said she had
Certainly.
Issue on that. She also denies that there were any issues with using old materials or anything like that, that's not something she would do. So that issue, there's definitely, I understand, she said, my client absolutely denies those allegations. But for the inspector, what she had seen, that did exist. Given that scenario, of course, we'd like it to stand, but I realize there's an absolute violation here.
Well, and I made an error, and I didn't ask for Mary Ann Murphy to join this meeting, is she present? Are you on the phone, if you are, star six? All right, there is no response, we'll assume she's not here and available to us, so. So that does lend some credibility to what you're talking about. All right, so do we have questions for these people?
So there's the two separate things, there's the complaint, and then there's the annotation that happened. And this was a couple months before. Or is the complaint a couple months after?
Well, I ran on June 22nd, 2023, is when I did the investigation.
And then when was the complaint?
The complaint, May 8th, online, meeting, right.
So just before.
Hmm.
And then, is there any other station, was there other stations there?
There was other stations there, but this one caught my eye.
It was the only one that had sanitation violations. All right. And we understand why that was.
I mean, the.
Was there. Randy Flores, is there a, was there a blood spill kit present?
They did have a blood spill kit, but what I understand is when they did the totally mixer, they did pull out and doing the first aid kit.
Just for clarification, the complaint that was made by the Nail Tech with famous April, that station is different than the station.
We recognize that.
Where this happened, yeah. Where.
And we also recognize that that first aid complaint is not here to explain our situation. So we don't know if she was nicked or not. Any other questions?
I guess just the orientation of the, you know, her, the, I guess. The bucket's just right up on top, and that's how it was. It wasn't in a drawer or anything, but the other nail techs, was there steps in a different place, or was it all laid out right to that?
It was like in a little cubby hole, and then I pulled it out to look at it.
Okay, so you did take it out of the cubby hole, it wasn't like.
I have a question for the licensee. Are emery boards being reused on clients?
Can you please repeat that?
She wants to know if you're reusing the standing boards. Every boards.
One question is, do Hangers still on, do that nail techs reuse nail boards on different people?
We do not reuse any buffer.
But ma'am, you see, you're answering, and it needs to be your mom that's going to be first.
I just think, you know, like, I have in a box, the plastic, you know, like the buffer and the tile, and you go through the heating, you know, something, and then after that, we go white. We don't do anything. Normally, you know, like every customer, we can do the new one. Yes.
Okay.
But I don't know, you know, like, see, everything they do the one customer, and they go our way.
Yeah. Did you see any of that contradictory to that when you were up there? Okay.
I have another question. What's the sterilization procedure for the tools at the nail salon?
How do you clean your tools?